that goes directly to WPFW. Go online at WPFW.org. And by the way, you don't have to know when you can come to New York, where Democracy Now! Is based. Just make that call or go online at WPFW.org, make the pledge, and then we'll get in touch with you and work out the details. Maybe you're coming to New York soon, or it won't be for a year. This doesn't expire because we don't want WPFW to expire. Again, go to WPFW.org. And thank you so much.
I'm Kamaya.
I'm Amira.
I'm Kaya.
I'm Kamaya.
And you're listening to WPFW Washington.
Another man done gone. Another man done gone from the county farm. Another man done gone.
Huh? I don't know. What? I'm just going across the street.
Shut your mouth.
Oh, no. What I do?
Turn around. Put your hands behind your back. Let's go.
A jury of your peers having found you guilty. 10 years.
Come on, get that set.
I was in jail too, man. It's cold-blooded in the jail. You go down there looking for justice, that's what you find. Just us.
Welcome to another edition of Crossroads Today. Now here's your host, Roach Brown.
Good morning, and welcome to Crossroads. You're tuned into Crossroads with none other than world-famous Nikisha Taifa, our co-host, my beautiful wife, Mertine, and of course on the switchboard is old Mike Nocella. Boy, I miss that guy, Mike. How you doing, Mike? Thank you for being here with us. So this morning we're doing Crossroads, and we're talking about Time 2, the unfinished business, about two movies that are dynamic, unbelievable, coupled with a love story that would last for centuries. But before we start, we open up with what we call the grapevine, information that you can use, the grapevine. Hey, drug overdoses are skyrocketing among mothers. Why is rehab unavailable? In her new book, Rehab, An American Scandal, Shoanna Walters explores how the giant substance treatment industry keeps failing many people desperate for help, and usually it's people of color. Decades of research has shown that treatment programs that permit women to bring their children have better outcomes. About 70% of women struggling with addiction have children, and the lack of child care is one of the top reasons women cite for not seeking help. Yet when it comes to treating their substance use, mothers face limited options. Lawmakers and federal officials have long recognized this. The lack of treatment for mothers was so dire during the crack cocaine epidemic of the 1980s that the federal government instituted a guideline that states set aside 10% of treatment and prevention funds for women. Few states have met that goal. Then, as the ongoing opiate epidemic began to unfold, lawmakers undertook an unprecedented expansion of treatment. Yet, this effort, which added treatment coverage for millions, has had few benefits for pregnant women and women with children. The result is that women can't find treatment, even when they want it. It's a dead end. There are no facilities out there to help them, said one of the clients, a former member of Arizona's Maternal Mortality Committee. The past couple of years have seen drug overdose deaths overall drop to near pre-pandemic levels. But drug overdoses among mothers have been skyrocketing, and overdoses are one of the leading causes of death during pregnancy. Ooh. What's behind the execution surge of 2025? This is something we just ran across last night, and it states that in Joe Biden's final days as president, he landed a quiet political blow against President Trump by commuting the sentences of dozens of men on federal death row. Trump has said he wanted to carry out as many executions as possible. Biden deprived him of the chance. So it is that all the more surprising that Trump's first year in office is seeing a noticeable surge in executions nationwide. 10 states have executed 30 people since January, according to the Death Penalty Information Center. And that's already the highest total amount in more than a decade, with 13 more executions planned between now and December. And that's what we call Juggy Boogie at his worst. Also, we're talking about the people mentally unfit for trial, waits for treatments gets longer. U.S. defendants must be able to understand the charges against them. But many who can't remain behind bars waiting for mental health treatment. Back in the 1960s, the U.S. Supreme Court found that anyone accused of a crime must understand the charges they face and be able to rationally assist in their own defense. Someone who does not meet that criteria is eligible for competency restoration treatment. Use the medications and therapy to help them regain understanding. In the most severe cases, a court can issue a permanent finding of incompetence. Numerous states have long backlogs of criminal defendants waiting for competency restoration before they can be tried in court. And many of them wait months, in some cases, a few years. Each state does this in its own way, but most have one thing in common. Court-ordered mental health treatment beds remain scarce. There are waiting lists in Oklahoma, Nevada, Florida, Pennsylvania, and numerous other states. The result is that some of the sickest and most vulnerable defendants languish in jail cells while waiting for a treatment space. A man in Missouri died in jail after waiting for more than 6 months for treatment. More than 100 people are currently waiting for treatment at Rikers Island in New York City, and this problem is reflected all across the country. And that's been what we call the grapevine, information that you can use, the grapevine. Now we'll get to our story. Our topic this morning is time to the unfinished business of Fox and Rob Richardson, a phenomenal, unbelievable, inspiring, and motivational love story, and the story of overcoming prison, deprivation, all kinds of hardships, and they're still together after 21 years in prison. But before we get to that, we're going to open up with joining us on the phone should be Tyrone Parker. We're talking about the 2025 UniFest and Million Man March Revival that's being conducted by Union Temple over in Southeast Washington. Because of what's happening with the government and all the cutbacks with the Job Corps and food stamps and Medicaid, everybody's asking what can be done. Here's something that's being planned, is being done. You got to get off your can, people, and do something. So joining us on the phone to give us an update on what's going on with this Million Man March Revival in UniFest, starting September the 22nd all the way to Saturday, October the 18th. It's 4 or 5 events. Good morning, Tyrone Parker. Are you there?
Good morning. Good morning, Roach Brown.
Good morning, Tyrone Parker. How you doing?
I'm fantastic, brother man. I'm a friend of the show, and I love this show.
And Nikichi's holding up your book. Go ahead, Nikichi.
How you doing, my brother? I'm holding up your book, The Man, the Message, and the Mission, for anybody who's on whatever. How you doing?
I am fantastic. Hearing you and being a part of the show this morning, and my team, and Mike, how can it be any better? I'm clicking my heels, man. You know, but I think right now we are truly into a time that we are going to go back with things that were so memorable, things that made a difference in our community and possibly the country and the world. I'm speaking about the Million Man March in regards to how we came together. And, you know, while being out there passing out flyers and talking to people, that particular subject always bring a smile. When you speak about the Million Man March in our communities, I mean, you know, it's something that we had, that we enjoy, and that we're going to build off again. Only this time here, we're going to be more intentional after it's over with, after the march is over. We're going to have structures to be able to move forward to really empower us as a community. And in that spirit there, we're putting out a special call for the returning citizens to be able to come together. As time passes, you hear this call to unify that. But, you know, right now, in regards to how we're doing, oh, man, We're excited. We've been having calls every night, every Monday at 7 o'clock, taking this information out to the people. We're going to be doing the morning prayer calls from 7 a.m. to 7:15, putting the spirit of God and the spirit of transformation in. And then the extraordinary thing about it is we're going to do a torch run all through the historical area of Southeast D.C., where the richness of history is at. With Frederick Douglass home, the Marion Barry, the Big Chair, Union Temple Church, the Nation of Islam. We're going to be having different community-based organizations.
Yes. Stuck that in there. All of that. Yes.
All of those rich components that we as a community is building on.
You know that
part of this particular effort, and we're going to be over here in the temple, primarily speaking about the richness of what's going on there. But the most important thing, this is a time for us to come back together, a time to be able to unify our efforts. So, Rose.
Go ahead, Tyrone. I know because you just mentioned that we're reaching out to all of the returning citizens and their families and friends of returning citizens. We need to come together, folk, and this is one of the things that's being done over in Southeast with the Million Man March Revival and UNIFEST. UNIFEST has been an outdoor community event for about 25 to 30 years over in Southeast, and they haven't had it in a few years, but it's a revival bringing it back, and we're talking about two legacies, faith, hope, love, and movement. Unity and community. Folk are always talking about what's going on and commenting on the latest news every day, but nobody is doing anything. So we're saying, let's get together. Let's organize. Let's mobilize. Let's strategize. Folk, we are hurting beyond hurt. Pain ain't even the answer no more. It's like we're being crushed and smashed and mashed. So here's a chance for you to come together to see what we can do as a community to come together. And that torch run is, how long would a torch run be, Tyrone?
The torch run is 2.5 miles through the historical aspects of Southeast D.C. And it's going to be composed at this point here. Now we have 40 different organizations that's going to be carrying the torch through the city, one point at a number. And at each particular point, we have 9 different locations that we're going to be breaking down, that we're going to be having almost a performance, almost individuals, praying individuals, coming together, individuals being able to get the water, being able to keep it moving as a whole. So we're so excited about that, to be able to unify the community through the torch run, carrying the torch, passing it on as the great history that we are now confronted with, to be able to pass the torch on. This is the spirit of this here.
You know, I'm laughing, man, because I know you, and we talk almost every day, but just like you could be a preacher, Tyrone. I mean, with your passion and commitment on all what we're doing all over the city, you all over the city, man. I don't care what it is. You're supposed to be retired. Retired from what? You ain't retired nowhere. What is the biggest moment of this 5-day event? For the Million Man March Revival and UNIFEST. It says revive the spirit of the historic Million Man March, Saturday, October the 18th. Is that the big event where everybody's gathering and a lot of big speeches? Because we got calls in from New York, Arizona, Texas, California. People calling and saying they want to be a part of this. So what can they do who are listening if they want to be a part of what's going on with this Million Man March Revival?
You know, what they can do, Roach, is call. The number is 848-220-3300.
Give it again.
And the ID number, okay, it's 848-220-3300. And there's an ID number, which is 36641. They can call in and begin to participate in the spirit of what's occurring on this year.
This so you said you have over 40 organizations. How many more do you need, or are you trying to get on board? How many organizations besides the 40? Is that enough, or you need more?
Well, right now, we're at a point. However, we're still opening the door for a couple more organizations that really want to take part in this and be. It's, and that particular section is led by Reverend Motley. Reverend Motley has done an extraordinary job in regards to pulling this together logistically, strategically, and the happiness of what will come from it. So, you know, a couple more organizations are still able to come on board in regards to this. And the historical aspects of it, Roach, to be able to carry the torch through Southeast D.C. and passing it on. We're going to have a lot of the youth in that's going to be out there with us running and hearing and learning and singing. It's no greater moment than this moment here.
So this includes everybody, not just men. This was families, kids, mothers, grandmothers. This is everybody.
Everybody, this is Lottie Dottie, and everybody, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker.
So yeah, you're going to be uniting with folk from the Million Woman March, or how are you dealing with? Yeah, tell me in terms of the role of the sisters this time.
The role of the sisters and the women that have made so many strong contributions to us as a people is taking a leadership role in this particular march. They're going to be speaking in regards to their past and their compassions and the work that they're doing. We have a number of different women that are really taking the front role on this particular march, the unification of it. So, you know, it's wide open this time here. I was passing all the flyers the other day, and I had I gave one to a guy, and he was preaching. He said, man, I remember this. I'm going to be there. And then I walked away. He was talking to this man in the car. He said, she wants a flyer, too. So I came back and gave her a flyer. She said, I'm a white woman. Can I come to the march, too? I said, this march is for everybody. And Lottie Bot Dottie, we're going to make a significant difference in this
year. Thank you, Tamron,
a lot of people in this listening audience were still in prison at the time of the first Million Man March, and so this will be their first opportunity. Do you have any special messages for them, for the returning citizens, quote unquote, you know, etc.?
Nikichi, we're reaching into the prisons. We have an organization called Free Minds that's involved in 65 different prisons around the country with our youth. And they are creating the avenue to have the brothers and sisters to write their messages, their feelings, their experiences of the Million Man March and what they think they can contribute while being on the inside of it. The inside is coming to the outside, because we're going to be a whole movement this time here as we were then.
Okay.
All right,
everybody. Okay. Thank you. We want to thank Tyrone Parker giving us an update on the Million Man March movement and UniFest, which is happening from
a lot of the meetings are at Union Temple, right?
Can you still hear me? I just dropped my mic. Anyway, Tyrone Parker gave us a rundown on it. If you want to participate, the phone number to call
is 848-220-3300. Is that the Zoom link to get involved?
Well, they got the phone number, call the phone number and get information. They're meeting every Monday night at Union Temple on Zoom. We was on there a week or so ago, and there's about 75 to 80 people, and he said they got 40 groups. They need 400. So if you're interested and want to participate, here's your way to let your voice be heard and to participate in to relive the spirit of the historic Million Man March and the beloved UniFest. We have to do something, people. Do something. You know, you can stand down and sit down, but it's all about action. There's an old saying that if you don't do nothing, then won't nothing happen. If you got to do something,
good.
So we want to thank Tyrone Parker for giving us a brief update. Now we go to, here we go.
Hey.
The main part of the show, time two, the unfinished business. And we have the untold story of the love that held us when incarceration kept us apart. The Academy Award nominated documentary, Time, introduced Fox and Rob, who captivated the audience with their relentless fight for each other and justice, despite America's broken prison system. The original movie was named one of the best movies by President Barack Obama as one of his favorite. The documentary also earned a spot in Time Magazine's 25 most defining works of the Black Renaissance. The Hollywood Reporter is one of the top 50 films of the century. Folks, you need to see Time and Time Too. Joining us is none other than a dynamic, powerful couple that we love, that we just met, and we've been in the house.
Good
morning, family.
Good morning.
How y'all doing? It's such a blessing to be here with y'all once again. God has done it again.
Yes.
Man, look like y'all getting younger, man. Y'all getting younger. Look at you. What are y'all eating down in New Orleans? About a year ago, we broadcast live from their house in New Orleans. Yeah. We went down to New Orleans and in their house. And Fox fixed us a beautiful breakfast, Fox. I still taste them eggs.
You sure it was me? I think you might have been right.
Bro.
Yeah.
Bertie, we got to edit this part. You know I do all the cooking.
I thought I saw her in the kitchen. She must have just walked through the kitchen. I thought
she washed some mean dishes. Yeah, she do a nice cleanup.
Man, let me tell you, we cannot think of a better moment to be here with you all again on the crossroads. When you think about today, September 16th, 1997, today we mark the 28th anniversary of when we entered the criminal justice system. Wow. This morning. So when we woke up this morning, I looked at Rob and I said, well, I know one thing we won't be doing today. He said, what's that, Fox? I said, we won't be robbing no banks.
And I'll drink
to that. All out of trouble.
Yeah. I'll drink to that.
So actually, this is also the anniversary of when Roach and Martine first joined Crossroads, right?
This
is 17 years ago this week. We started this show out of 17 years. We only missed 4 days.
Wow.
And we don't get paid a dime, but we get paid in smiles and thank yous. And people walk up to us and say, we like what you shared with us. That information helped them to get their life in order. That's how we get paid. We get paid from people's gratitude. And what you and Fox and Rob, what y'all are doing, y'all are educating, informing, enlightening. Folks, I don't care who you are, where you are. If you want an empowering, inspiring, motivational love story that don't seem to end, y'all just seem like you're loving each other more. Look at you. Fuck, y'all just smiling and glowing. You're glowing. I mean, so Fox 2, the movie Time 2 is unbelievable. And I want to say, folks, y'all need to see it. President Obama said that was one of his favorite movies. Ladies and gentlemen, please, if you had any doubts about being able to keep a life, a partner, keep a relationship going through impossible odds and circumstances, you two are the epitome of it. And I'm just glad that I know you. And when we get finished, I'll give you a glass of Kool-Aid for being so nice to us.
As long as it's cool.
The DC area, the DMV. Yes. I know Fox and Rob, y'all are going to be here coming up real soon, and folk will be able to see Time 2. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, indeed. Well, one, it's always an honor and a privilege to be here with our Crossroad family. You know, that goes without saying. And Martine and Roach, what you all have done for 17 years on the Crossroad show, they don't have a pay high enough for that. You know, that's something in the energy field that money, dollars can't even compare to. So thank you for your service and your commitment to not only each other, but to our community through your work. Rob and I are equally as committed. As I was sharing with the audience at the beginning, 28 years ago today, we entered the criminal justice system. And as I say in Time, the movie, which is streaming live on Amazon Prime Video right now, if you have not seen Time, the Oscar-nominated film, then we would encourage you to go and check it out. But as I say in Time movie, we entered into a system that... I don't even know if we knew really what we were getting ourselves into.
We didn't know.
And so our mission has now become we've spent the past in the same week that we went in the system, as God would have it, it's the same week that we came out of the system. Wow. So today, September 16th, we went into the system, 1997. And on Friday, September 20th, it is the day that Rob came home after serving 21 years and 4 days. So this is a really big week for us.
Amen.
Yes, indeed. And so being able to really put that in perspective, we have spent the past 28 years trying to get other people out of the system while working to bring get ourselves out of the system. And then in March, when we watched our governor do a ribbon cutting for a $35 million juvenile prison when juvenile crime in our state is down. When we watch them in the same week have it on the ballot to charge our children with more crimes as adults. When that measure did not pass, but that prison was still built with the intention of thinking that that amendment to our state's constitution would pass, I thought to myself, like, what can we do? The crime is down and the people still building prisons. And I said, wow, you know, what if we never went in? If we never went in, then we wouldn't have to worry about trying to figure out how we're going to get out. And so we have now added to our work tackling the two most pressing issues facing Black families in America since Jim Crow. And that's marital instability and mass incarceration. And so with this sequel documentary, Time to Unfinished Business, our mission is to educate folks, because the old people say when you know better, you just may do better.
Right.
And so we hope that using our story, this story that screened at the Kennedy Center, thanks to our dear friend Nikeechi, right, and probably one of the last big Black events that screened at the Kennedy Center.
Lord, I'm glad we did that before the changeover.
Yes. And so to be able to say that we were, this film is screened at the Kennedy Center, Time 2 won Best Documentary Feature at Essence Film Festival. And the list just goes on and on with the stages that we have been able to grace with this sequel documentary. And I am just honored to say that, DC, we coming to you, Howard University, on this coming Wednesday, September the 24th. We will be at Howard University and screening Time to Unfinished Business and having an amazing conversation with our partners from Forward.us and from prison to PhD. Dr. Andrus, his organization. And so we're really excited about the possibilities of what we'll be able to do when we come together in DC during this season of time. Because I just want to move past all of the talk and the rhetoric and get down to what is our plan. We're going to handle our Black business in this season. I want to talk about nobody else's business. I want to talk about my own.
That's right. And what what building at Howard? And what time?
You know what? Spank me, because I do not have it in front of me.
Okay, we'll put it out there.
But it is on our social media at Fox and Rob, and I am going to put the link in our bio for this event, the link for this event on our social media at Fox and Rob, so folks can go there and access it. It is free, and we do hope that the community of D.C., those that are interested in being educated about the system, those that are interested in finding tools that they need in order to navigate this system and find their way out of this system. I hope that you all will join us on Wednesday, September 24th at Howard University.
Yes, or if all that's too heavy for you and you just want to come out and see a really good film and hang out with some really cool people, then Howard University, the night that we're there, is definitely going to be the place to be.
Oh, I just want to add this to it, that for folks who got a loved one or somebody in prison and the relationships don't work out, and some women can't last, so for whatever reason. But for 21 years, Rob was in the joint, and Fox stayed in his corner, raised five kids.
Boys.
And all five
men.
And they defy all odds, because the law and the research says that if the father go to jail, the likelihood of the kid going increases. And if the mother and the father go in, the kids don't have a chance. You raised five kids while Rob is inside, and you fought the government, the system, red tape, Jim Crow, Black Crow, No Crow.
All them crows.
And the motivation from watching this movie, I've seen it 2-3 times, and every time I see it, I cry.
Because
I can feel the love and the pain and the hurt. And for all you ladies who have a husband, a loved one, or somebody in prison, even a son, and they've been gone for decades or two, this story will inspire you and let you know that it's never too late and you never give up and there's always tomorrow. And with you, your movies, both Time and Time Too, are inspiration movies. So even if you don't have nobody in prison, folk, it's a movie, a love story that will knock your socks off your feet.
And I want to say,
please come out to this program on with Howard University.
Next Wednesday
with Fox and Robin.
I've been searching for it, God, because it came across my email. I am so sorry.
That's okay. I texted to you too, T.
Oh, you texted. Let me check my text. Yep. I know I saw. Okay, hold on.
I texted to you as well, so you can give me. It's in the theater. I want to say it starts with the B.
Oh, then it's Ira Aldridge Theater then. If it's in the theater, it's the Ira Aldridge Theater, y'all.
Okay, yep.
On next Wednesday.
Hold on.
Now, what time is that? It's going to be in the evening. We know that.
I got
we're
it.
We're going to send it out as well.
Pull it up. Okay, Wednesday, 4 p.m., September
24.
4 to that's 7 Eastern. Okay, I'm not sure what.
Yeah, I'll confirm time.
No, it's in the HUCM Numa Adams building. What building is that?
Oh, that's the medical building.
That's the medical building. Okay, that's 508 W Street.
Yeah, that's the medical building. Yes.
Room 1008.
With that long, funny auditorium that goes down like you're falling down.
Where we were before.
Panel discussion. Contact Dr. Stan Andres. Yeah, yes. Okay, cool.
Okay, we'll send it out on our
It's 4 to 7, 508 W Street.
We know y'all have another appointment, Fox and Rob, so you want to give us some closing remarks, or can you stay a little longer or just let us know what
it is? Yeah, you know, I think for us, I'm going to let Rob get in there because he's been quiet as a church mouse this morning.
I guess I'm really just sitting up in it. It is, like Fox said, this is today, in fact, is a very bittersweet day for me because I know that 28 years ago today, my life was turned upside down in a way that I didn't know whether or not I would get it right side up. But, you know, to be here in this moment and wake up this morning and be in the home with my wife, in the bed with my wife. And
this is a family show, Rob.
I know, right?
You got your nerve. Are you a little teen?
You know, but to know that I can reach over and use my cell phone and know that the use of the cell phone was not contraband and I was able to call my kids and check up on them and, you know, peek in on things that they're doing, all the amazing things that they're doing. Being able to see what all the amazing is going on in our world, even amid all of the chaos. But just in all of that, it's been a very reflective opening of the morning for me. So if I'm quiet or more quieter than usual, then I'm in my moment right now.
You're only being quiet because the count ain't clear. All right? When the count clear, can you share with us, man, when I said Fox raised 5 boys.
That's right.
One of them is a doctor.
That's right.
And you defy all odds. Can you tell us something about your 5 boys, how they never been arrested, many of them? They're going to school and college, and you've been in prison 21 years, and your wife on the outside coming to Angola, the world's largest maximum security prison.
That's right.
And then it's a plantation. And then what you said, Fox, about they're building a prison, there's on the board 125 prisons are being built. And all over the country, they are targeting our youth. In D.C., they're talking about lowering the age to 14 and taking the trial as adults. And they're talking about bringing back the death penalty in Washington, D.C. So, people, what you two have accomplished with your family and your story is inspiring for all them folks or women who go up down them long roads visiting husbands and fathers and taking the kids up.
Yes.
And they think that it ain't no end.
Please,
it's an end.
Yes.
You can look at Fox and Rob's story to know that there's a way. Hope is the way. And if you two did it, they can do the exact same thing. Tell us a little something about your 5 boys, please.
Man, well, correction, it's 6 of them, Roach.
And well, I got one here with me.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. But yeah, they are amazing group. When you think about the national statistics that would suggest that children of incarcerated parents, father, mother, both, when you consider the fact that they're not likely to graduate high school, when you consider the fact that they are not likely to succeed, but rather go to prison, when you consider the fact that they're likely to have children out of wedlock and all of the other detractors Isn't. That we think about, you know, when it comes to, you know, all of the negative social norms. Our children have managed to defy all of those. Our oldest son graduated from Stockton State University in New Jersey and is now a practicing sommelier that just received his third or four levels of that level of that certification.
What is a
sommelier? I was sure about to say it, Rose, because up until he told us, we had no clue as to what it was. I thought it was something like a kung fu specialist or something. Yeah. Maybe somebody that do massages or something. I didn't know exactly what it was. It just sounded very sophisticated. But a sommelier is a wine expert, so he's our family's tastemaker. And then right next to him is our eldest son, Remington, who won. Just took a wife last week on the 9th of this month. Ended up marrying his college sweetheart,
dental school.
Okay. But it still would be college, right?
No,
it would be college, huh? Anyway. Don't qualify as college.
No, that's advanced studies. No,
okay.
That's advanced.
How about a school of higher learning? No.
that works.
Yeah, but they exchanged nuptials with one another and are living happily as Dr. Mr. and Miss Richardson. Right. He is our son, our eldest son. Like I said, he is a certified,
nationally board certified
that
orthodontist.
So not only did he join a very slim minority of people that are even in the field of dentistry, black included, but to know that he went on to another level of it by becoming a specialist in the field, he entered yet again a smaller minority group of folks. And when you look at black, almost non-existent in the field. Next to him is our third oldest, who is traveling around the world, living with a wife that he has taken as well.
They've been married 3 years this year.
Been 3 years that they've been married. Former veteran of our armed forces, and like I said, is just living his life. Next to him are our two twins, Freedom and Justice. Freedom is in Congress, where he has been there for the last few years, working in Congress, and is loving D.C. and we have not been able to pry him up out of there and bring him back to the state of Louisiana, and in particular have not been able to convince him to come back to the city of New Orleans. His twin brother is also like his one of his older brothers, is traveling the world, living in, I think, Mexico now. I might need to text him and find out, because every time I call, it seems like the location changes. But
Army veteran
as well. And his life.
Day trader, so he is just doing his thing. And then the baby boy, Robert Jr.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Baby boy is actually is on a scholarship at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. It is his second year. He got accepted to be a what do you call that? A dorm, when they over the dorm. What is that? A RA.
Resident assistant.
And then he is having his first showing there as well. He got accepted into some art show up in Chicago as well. And then some other foundation he's a part of. He has an internship with them up in Chicago, some black museum that they have. But I mean, they just all doing really exceptional things that really make us proud, and it shows us, you know, not just the capacity that our boys have. Our children are simply a reflection of all of our children. And that is when they are properly loved, when they are properly encouraged, no matter what the circumstances are, they can still rise above.
That's right.
There you go.
Something that we've been doing since we got here. Black people have always been doing exceptional things with little or nothing. And, you know, we've always managed to do some extraordinary things. So, as Fox May mentioned, this is not just an isolated incident to us, but, you know, something that we're all capable of doing. And that is making some really amazing human beings.
But one thing that you did, Fox, that really stands out is you had a full cutout of your husband in the home. So your children will wake up from when they were 2, 3, 4, 5 years old every morning and see that big cutout of their dad. And they saw him more regular than a lot of people saw their dad, whose dad was out here. Yeah. So you did amazing work.
Thank you, Martin. I think for me, it's just that's a reflection of what it means to have faith. We talk about faith. We sit in church all day and the pastor gives us scriptures about faith. But faith is really belief in action. And so if I believe that God was going to deliver him, then I had to make that real in the physical plane for me. So when the boys ask me, what did I want for my birthday? I'm like, I want your daddy home. That's how convicted I am at this moment in my life. Yes. And they say, well, mama, you know, you're working on it. I was like, no, I want him home. And so with that being said, I went and got a life-size poster made out of him for my, I think it was like my 40-something birthday. And everywhere I went, I took that poster with me. When people would come to our home, I would make them take pictures with my husband. If it was a birthday celebration, a Thanksgiving, he was going to be at the table. And so, you know, people thought I was crazy. And the truth is I was, because you literally, you have to be out of your mind, to believe against all of what the system has told you. And so I'm hopeful that Black people will join us in being literally out of their minds when we think about how it is that we can seek reparations, Nikeechi, when we think about how it is that we can change these laws and make sure we've got equal representation, when we talk about statehood for the great District of Columbia, those types of things. You got to be out of your mind and convicted about what it is that you believe you can manifest. That's when the real change happens. And so I just hope that when people come out and join us and see this film, that, you know, this footage that has been documented over 30 years, this ain't no make-believe. This is the real thing. And so we just hopeful that you all will come out, join us next Wednesday, 4 to 7 o'clock at Howard University in the Medical Center Theater, wherever that is, and come and be with us. And as always, we love y'all so very much. Thank you for being an inspiration to us in this fight, for showing us how it can be done, and just always being a standard bearer for us in this work.
That's right.
We want to thank you both. This is WPFW 89.3 FM, Crossroads, your station for jazz and justice. Crossroads is heard around the world. We want to thank those people who've been sending texts and emails. But please come out to the event that Fox just mentioned. If you are down and you feel that there's no way out, you need some hope, some inspiration. Yes. People, let me tell you, they took a piece of mud and made a masterpiece. And that mud, from mud to a masterpiece, you can do it. I don't care how dark it gets, how rough the roads get. When you got love like you two, your love reminds us of our love. I love this woman the way y'all love. Look at you just smiling.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, you get love and get the right person. You two are made for each other, and thank you. And you're helping to instill hope. You're saving lives. And I like what you did by bringing your nephew out, Ontario, how you didn't give up.
Yeah.
Ladies, if anybody need a boost, need some hope, needed an injection of inspiration, come out Wednesday night to Howard University.
Yeah.
And you get it. And we want to thank Fox and Rob for joining us from New Orleans. Thank
you. Love y'all.
And we'll
see
you
Wednesday.
We'll see you Wednesday.
Love you. Love you guys. See you next week.
Now we turn to our next topic.
I think we got a call in.
We got a call in on the line. Mike, is Sylvia
Trey Morrison.
See that, Mike?
One of the best.
Good morning, Sylvia.
Comedians ever.
Good
Grew
morning.
Up in Washington, D.C. Hey, Sylvia, how are you?
I am so excited to talk to y'all. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm so proud of both of you. I really am. I'm like, fight! Yes! And I have a big show coming up next week in Washington, D.C. at the Lincoln Theater. They're doing my comedy special and portion of my documentary entitled Sylvia Tremor Morrison Live at the Lincoln Theater on U Street, right next door to Ben's Chili Bowl. How about that?
Yes, that's right. That Ben's Chili Bowl is something else. In fact, we do our show from the Chili Bowl the first Tuesday of each month.
Wow.
And we've been rotating to different Ben's locations. They have 6 locations around the D.C. metropolitan area. And we've been trying to broadcast from each one of them. But the Chili Bowl has been the backbone of our show. And I want to thank Miss Ali and Vita and that whole family.
But Sylvia, we want you to share some of your highlights. The people don't know who you've opened for, some of your big breaks. Just share a couple of those great moments.
Okay. Well, actually, I'm America's first woman of color in the history of this great nation.
Can you say that?
Speak up loud.
Can you say that again, please?
Because first, African American woman of color, the impressionist in the history of this country.
You fading, Sylvia. What's up?
You're fading out. Hello.
Okay, Sylvia's one of the Is this any better?
Yes, that's better.
Let me see. Okay. All right. So I'm the first black female impressionist in the history of this country. I'm also the first black girl associate writer for Saturday Night Live. Yes. I have replaced Richard Pryor to host the Muhammad Ali roast at the famous Apollo Theater, which is how I even got the job at Saturday Night Live. I did some impressions there, and Garrett Moore said, "You got to meet my boss, Lorne Michaels." He took me over to NBC, and they hired me right on the spot. And since then, I have worked with just about everybody. Whitney Houston took me out on the road, 23 cities with that great lady. Just amazing, just an absolutely amazing experience. And yes. Also, Mertine, you were with me on my opening night at Saturday Night Live.
That's right. Sure was in New York with you.
Yes, you were. So I love that. I'm always able to say that, and I love it. But I'm hoping D.C., the DMV, will be able to come to my show on September 26th at the Lincoln Theater, again, where I'm taping my comedy special and doing a portion of my documentary. And I just want D.C. to rep, because I see all these other comedians in their hometown. They have packed houses. So I'm going to have a packed house, too. Chicago has packed houses. Atlanta has packed houses. New York has packed houses. And I said, hold up. We are Washington, D.C.
That's right,
D.C. Home of Roach Brown and Mertine Moore. Yes.
We've been knowing each other since youngsters. Went to Spelman together. You've been touring the world. You were with Bob Hope, treating the troops.
Red
to
Fox,
your
actually, not Bob. Red Fox
Who
was
my
very first manager.
Oh, it was Red Fox.
Red Fox.
Okay.
You know, Sylvia, we was down in New Orleans. I mean, down in Winston-Salem for the Black Film Festival a couple of years ago. And all the black filmmakers and writers and producers were there. And we rode by this guy on the corner, and I stuck my head out. He said, "There's Red Fox." Boy, he hurt my feelings. I don't look like no damn Red Fox. You know what I mean? And he called me Red Fox, and I was upset, Sylvia.
Oh, that is funny, Roach. That's hilarious. That is absolutely hilarious.
I've been called a lot of things, but not a Red Fox lookalike.
I can see you.
You can have some of that Red Fox money.
Yeah.
Can you give us a little taste of a comedy?
Or one of your... What's
your impersonations?
You know what? Whoopi Goldberg always opens my shows when I'm performing. So, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from The View, Whoopi Goldberg. Hey, you know what? Let me just say this, because I've never been on your show before, but I'm excited, man. You guys are moving all across the city and different Ben's Chili Bowls locations, and this is awesome. But you need to come and see Sylvia on September the 26th at the Lincoln. You can always support Sylvia. You guys got to show up.
There you go.
Awesome.
You got a Diana Ross in there. Is she in the room, Diana Ross? Is she in that room with you?
Oh, you know, Diana Ross, I love Diana Ross. She always supports me when she knows that I'm going to be on the air. Diana is Roach Brown. That's the Roach Brown. That's how he says, come here.
Baby low, my baby low, I need you. I need you.
Thank you. You know, this is a refreshing show, because we'd be doing some heavy, hard topics, Sylvia. And to have a show that's light, that's friendly, that's airy, that's inspirational, motivation, and it's free of negativity and jiggy boogie. And we have to mix it. I don't know if you heard this, but this is our 17th year this week on being on the air. See, for 17 years, Martine and I. And we only missed four days out of 17 years of bringing you Crossroads. And to have a show like this and just relaxing, it's friendly. We want to thank you for being with us, Sylvia. What else? What other style do you have in your, in the closet in the room with you? I know you got them in the closet.
Well, you know, Dionne Warwick runs with Donna Ross a lot because they're both singers. So Dionne, I ain't going to leave you out. Come on over here, sweetheart, ma'am. I mean, you know, no disrespect. No disrespect, Miss Dionne. Here you are. It's Roach Brown and Myrtine Moore. 17 years. Yeah. Well, I just want to say this. This is my first time gracing this microphone with Roach and Myrtine. And I just want to ask you a question. What do you get when you fall in love?
You know, we got to...
Until yeah. Yeah.
You know, we just had two guests on from New Orleans, Fox and Rob Richardson. And joining us is Satchmo, Louis Armstrong from there. And he says, well, hello, Dolly. This is Louis, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong.
Look at Rose getting in on the action.
You can do that, Rose. Come on, man. Yeah. Yeah,
I just found out myself.
That was good. That was good. That was good.
The warden taught me that.
But you know what you said earlier, just a few moments ago, about this being a friendly show. It is, and I'm gonna tell you, I feel better being on this show right now. Because I'm so tired of what's going on in our country. I've just had it. And so to be able to come here and laugh and just have a good time and reminisce and talk about stuff, thank you for Crossroads. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. And thank our supporters, because without our supporters, we wouldn't be here. So again, folks, we got a homegrown talent, the first black female impressionist, and she's been all over the world and all with some of the biggest stars. And she took time out to come to share this morning with us at Fox and Rob from New Orleans. And she's a personal friend of Myrtine. They grew up together. Folks, it's just so nice to be on the air to let people know that you care, we care, and we all need to care for each other. Because what's going on in this world? It's sad.
Thank you so much, Sylvia, for being here. And we, one more time, give that address, the time, and where.
We're going to be at the Lincoln Theater, September 26th, which is next Friday. The doors open at 7 o'clock. You can get your tickets at either Ticketmaster or LincolnTheater.com. And you're going to come and witness something I'm positive you've never seen before. Positive.
Yep.
Thank you.
I'm sure. We love you, Bunny, and we'll see you next week.
Love y'all.
Bunny slipped in.
Thank you. We'll see you next week, Bunny. Sylvia Bunny Morrison.
Okay, thank you. I love it.
The world's first black female impressionist, and she's fantastic. People, please come out Wednesday and check her out. We got a few minutes left.
And I just want to say it's important for us to stand up and speak up, people. We got to fight these injustices. Chicago told the orange man no. In D.C., we can do the same thing. Get up and stand out. He's going to fade away once you oppose him. This man is a big talker, but he fades away with opposition. So, D.C., get out. Do what you know you got to do. We don't need to accept this. And Albert Einstein said, it's not the evil that will destroy us, but those of us who do nothing about it.
And take a stand, because bleed us, folks. This is what we're talking about. We got to take a stand and come together. Our guests, Fox and Rob, mentioned about how rough and difficult it was and how we overcame so much throughout history. We can overcome this. Because we've been through it before. So remember, this is Roach Brown and Myrtine Moore Brown. Thank you for tuning in to Crossroads. We had a nice morning this morning for our 17th year show. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, your inner voice is never wrong. Merry Christmas. Oh, baby, there ain't no mountain high enough.
Jamie Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, asking you to support WPFW. We ask you, please, to go to the website and make a pledge, maybe $47 or $470 if you can, or $47 a month, to WPFW.org. Hey, if you want to get dinner and a show in New York, if you want to bring a guest with you, maybe your partner or daughter or son, a friend you want to meet up with in New York, watch the broadcast of Democracy Now! Live, 8 in the morning. Sit on the set as we broadcast on over 1,000 stations. And then I get to personally host you for a meal, and we will toast WPFW. And it is an amazing time. We call it dinner and a show. You and your special guest. That's a $2,000 tax-deductible charitable contribution that goes directly to WPFW. Go online at WPFW.org. And by the way, you don't have to know when you can come to New York, where Democracy Now! Is based. Just make that call or go online at WPFW.org, make the pledge, and then we'll get in touch with you and work out the details. Maybe you're coming to New York soon, or it won't be for a year. This doesn't expire because we don't want WPFW to expire. Again, go to WPFW.org. And thank you so much.
Claudia Jones School for Political Education, the Venezuela Solidarity Network, Friends of Latin America, and Code Pink invite you to a panel discussion on communes in Venezuela and solidarity in the face of U.S. aggression. It will take place on Wednesday, September 17th from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Institute for Policy Studies. Speakers include Vanessa Perez, a spokesperson of the Cinco Fortalezas Commune, Juliana Barnett and Abena Distro of the Claudia Jones School, and Leonardo Flores of the Venezuela Solidarity Network. The event, Solidarity with the Venezuelan People from Inside the Belly of the Beast, Opposing Imperialism and Supporting Sovereignty, will take place on Wednesday, September 17th from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Institute for Policy Studies on 1301 Connecticut Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C. More information about how to register can be found online at www.codepink.org/DC917. WPFW is your station for jazz and justice, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
The Can I Kick It outdoor summer movie series presented by Shaolin Jazz is back and is coming to Southeast DC for the first time ever. Enjoy 3 nights of martial arts and action films scored live with hip hop, soul, and more, mixed by WPFW alum DJ Two Tone Jones. Saturday, September 20th at Skyland Town Center with the screening of Berry Gordy's The Last Dragon. Then on Saturday, October 25th, the series concludes with the screening of I'm Going to Get You Sucker at the Capitol Hill Boys Club Artist Gallery. Each event begins at 7 p.m. with a guest DJ set, followed by the movie at 8:30 p.m. Blankets and lawn chairs are welcome. For more details, visit shaolinjazz.com. shaolinjazz.com.
The United Black Community presents the 21st annual Love Supreme, a musical, poetic birthday tribute to Netherroot, John Coltrane, featuring the Nasa Abaday Quintet, Cindy Brown, Kenny Carroll, Nana Malaya, and more on Friday, September 19, 2025 at 7 p.m. at E-Life Restaurant, 9033 Central Avenue, Capitol Heights, Maryland. Details, UBC and DC at yahoo.com, 240-832-7203. Thank you.
Claudia Jones School for Political Education, the Venezuela Solidarity Network, Friends of Latin America, and Code Pink invite you to a panel discussion on communes in Venezuela and solidarity in the face of U.S. aggression. It will take place on Wednesday, September 17th from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Institute for Policy Studies. Speakers include Vanessa Perez, a spokesperson of the Cinco Fortalezas Commune, Juliana Barnett and Abena Distro of the Claudia Jones School, and Leonardo Flores of the Venezuela Solidarity Network. The event, Solidarity with the Venezuelan People from Inside the Belly of the Beast, Opposing Imperialism and Supporting Sovereignty, will take place on Wednesday, September 17th from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Institute for Policy Studies on 1301 Connecticut Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C.